PAC-LM girls basketball team celebrating a return trip to the state tournament as they defeat Shenandoah 73-44. As we have a few players that are up here now, and a few more will be making their way up as Peyton Gerlitt. I heard some screaming down there as me and Coach were wrapping up. You needed him down there for some photos, so I had to get Coach's attention. So what did it mean there with your teammates who you work hard with all year long? Plenty of people wanting some pictures and memories to capture for a lifetime.
It was amazing feeling being able to hold that banner up as a like symbol of what we've achieved, and it's just something that I think we'll all remember forever.
That you will, and more to come as you are Des Moines bound. So 73-44, you win here tonight. Tell me overall your thoughts on this game.
I thought we really hustled through this game. This is one of the games that I think we all knew we had to put 150% into, and I think we all did that through our hustle and just our perseverance to win the game.
So you're going to state in your first year with Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon. Describe what that means to you.
It's an amazing feeling. This is the first experience for me, and to go with these girls, these amazing girls that feel like family already, it's one of the best feelings in the world.
All right, you're a junior coming from Decorah. I wasn't sure if you had made it before with them. So, yeah, you're gonna soak this in for tonight, I guess, anyway. Maybe
definitely
through the weekend before the coaches are on you, getting you back to work. But I'm guessing you'll be ready for the grind next week, but enjoy it at the same time and getting ready for Des Moines.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, Peyton Gerlitt, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we've got a few more here, Autumn Radig. All right, Autumn, yeah, it's your turn. And Autumn, a fast start for you here tonight, scoring 6 points in the first quarter. Talk about the job that you feel you did down low here this evening.
Yeah, well, they were zoning in on the Myers and Ellie, and so Ellie saw an opportunity to get me open, and I just did my job.
Yeah, you did your part, and handling, trying to anyway, Logan Ehlers, their 6'1 post player. She fouled out before the third quarter was over. Talk about what that matchup was like for you and trying to contain her and then working against her on the offensive end.
She was a great player. She was very physical and everything like that. Mask kept warning me before the game to stay straight up and everything like that. She has a very good shot, but it's a different shot that most people don't see, and it's easy to foul against. And on the offensive side, it was very crucial to have a shot fake and go up with it and have her try to foul.
Well, between you only had one foul, Janie did not have any, so she did not get you guys in that regard, so you took to that nicely. And for yourself, you're a senior, one of the two along with Janie, and you get to culminate your high school basketball career going to the state tournament yet again. What's that like?
Yeah, it's a great feeling to continue this journey with these great basketball girls. It's a feeling like no other.
Autumn Radig, we'll let you get back to enjoying it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now it's Faith Meyer's turn. We'll hear from her twin momentarily. So Faith, coach, talked about the defensive effort in this game and what he thought it was like and had definite high praise for it. What about, in your opinion, what was it as good an effort defensively as you can remember putting on a team?
Yeah, I put 110% out there trying to make sure she couldn't drive and get her layup.
The hustle plays, the quickness that you have, not only with the full court defense, but in the half court as well, making things difficult on Shenandoah. Do you feel like you did what you wanted to do, even in the half-court defense, their pressure? Just like Carol Kemper in the previous game, were able to overcome that. But Coach talked about speeding up the game and getting them to breathe a little heavier late in the game. How big of a factor do you think that is?
I think it was a big factor. I think that our team is in great shape and that we can run for a really long time, and that's one of our best advantages.
Yeah, that's where the cross country comes into play. As Faith Meyer, what's it mean to you to go back to state as a junior now?
It means a lot because I just love playing with these girls, and we put all our heart on the court, and it just feels amazing.
But you're not done yet. I bet you're far from satisfied.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, get back to that championship game, hopefully, and more. We shall see, but going back to state is a great thing in itself. Faith Meyer, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's hear from Grace Meyer now. And Grace, I mean, how about the defense tonight? You were swarming. Tell me about it from your perspective and what you tried to do on the defensive end. Same as always, probably.
Mm-hmm. We knew that 23 was going to try to attack more than shoot, and we knew that number 21, I think, was going to shoot the three more. So we had to, like, figure out how to help certain ways, and we did it. So, yeah.
Well, 23, that being Logan Hughes, did hold her own with 19 points, but O'Neill, 21, a threat from the arc, was held to 6 and did not have a three-pointer here tonight, as she, their leading three-point maker, makes them at over 40% on the season. Talk about the focus in that part of your defense and preventing her from getting spot-up shots and good looks.
We knew where, like, the help had to come from when they had the ball and stuff, so we just really focused in this whole week on how to stop the three and how to stop the drive from number 23.
Mm-hmm. So since you've been playing together so long, you know, you play together in other sports too, and with the chemistry I'm sure that brings, how big of a factor is that in knowing where each other is and, as you said, knowing where the help has to come from and knowing where everybody is on the floor? I'm sure this year even more than last year when you made your run to the championship game. Do you feel even more in sync with your teammates this season?
Yeah, Ellie, Faith, and I have been playing together for a really long time. Same with Ashlyn. So we just, like, know each other's skills and, like, what they like to do and how to get each other open for shots. And working with Peyton this year, like, she really, like, synced in and connected really well with our team. And she's worked really hard, and she finds open spots.
Yeah, you had a couple of fouls early on and wound up with 4 for the night, but had that foul trouble early. How do you deal with that when getting back onto the floor? And still, I mean, you're still going to get after it like you do up and down the court and play all out, but how do you handle that in trying to limit or keep the foul situation where it is personally on nights like this?
I try not to get as close to the girl, and if she does attack, then I, like, give her a little bit more space to shoot if she does, and I just try not to, like, put my hand over into the ball and try to block it.
Grace Meyer, thanks for giving us some commentary.
Thank you.
Very much. Pac LM wins it 73-44 in the region final over Shenandoah. Ashlyn Whitehour, you were a little reluctant to join us last year in the region final, I remember afterwards, so I appreciate you giving us some time here in Carroll after your victory. Tell us about what you look to bring onto the floor when you get some PT, and you do in every game typically for the Indians. You made 2 3-pointers tonight. What's your mindset when you're able to see some floor time?
As soon as I get in, I just try to work hard and play as hard as I can and get the shots that I can get and try to pass as much as I can, get opportunities for other players.
2 threes you had here tonight. Ashlyn Whitehour joining us here in the post game of Pac LM's region final victory. So describe what it's like for you to be able to pose with your teammates for pictures there, and you're all holding the banner proudly, and fans and parents and your classmates and so forth joining you on the floor. How would you describe that?
It's really cool because we're kind of a whole family, and we just work so hard together. It's so great to have this opportunity to redeem ourselves from last year. We worked so hard during the summer and the season to progress as individuals and as a team. It's just so cool.
24-0 now are the Indians. And Ashlyn Whitehour, thanks for giving us a couple comments. Glad to have you. And now we've got Ellie Ruffridge joining us on headset. As Ellie, 38 points tonight for you against Shenandoah, as you bounced back from a rough outside shooting night against Carol Kemper, going, 0-for-10? That just does not happen. But back into the groove here tonight. You got to the line, of course, against Kemper in that game and did what you could for your team. But what was your mindset in trying to shake off what I'm sure for you in your mind was not the performance you wanted, but got it done here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, right now the important thing is, you know, winning and moving on to the next game. Yeah, I was frustrating at times since I was 0-for-10, but, you know, every great shooter has nights like that, and you can't let it affect the next play or the next game. You just have to move on and stay positive. I like the quote where it says, great players have short-term memory loss. So if you miss 10 shots in a row, you got to keep shooting. And I wasn't worried about my shot at all. There's nothing wrong with it. It just didn't go in on Wednesday. No, it feels good. I'm just proud of this team and ready for Wells.
Well, you talked about, as I know, that it's all about the team and winning above all else. But in the first half here tonight, with a free throw made, you made it to 2,000 points for your career. Of course, you want to win a championship, and you'd rather win games. That's more important to you than personal accolades.
Yes.
But what does that mean to you?
It means a lot to me because I've worked really hard, spent many hours in the gym. So, you know, I am very proud of myself. But like you said, I'm more proud of my team. Team is everything. So, I mean, I do care about, like, my personal performance. But overall, the team is, above all, more greater than...
Definitely.
Yes.
Yes. So... you know, I've wanted to ask you this for a while. Being only 5'4", and knowing that you don't have the size advantage that several other guards even have, how much has that pushed you and made you want to work harder and be the best player you can be, knowing that you're at a disadvantage in that regard?
It definitely pushes me, especially when people say that I'm too short and I can't do it. But, you know, I just keep playing my game. I'm not going to change anything. So it doesn't really matter. My size hasn't. So, I don't know, I just go out and play basketball.
Nope, and you're going to Division I Missouri State, so size doesn't mean everything. So what about some of the family members here this week, thinking of Grandpa Doug in particular, as he's been making the rounds, going to see – one wrestler in Nebraska, and also trying to keep up with Shea in Des Moines, and a great run he had, of course, to fourth place in his weight class, and following you, of course. You're running that guy ragged.
I know. He practically lives with us in the winter because he's a golf course superintendent.
Yeah.
So I guess we have to put up with him, but still love you, Grandpa. Yeah, but I'm not. He's at the finals right now in Nebraska watching my cousin, and I'm not sure how he did. So hopefully he won.
Hopefully.
And it's very understandable that he should be there, and he'll obviously be at state in 2 weeks. He'll be there.
Oh, yeah, and we'll put up with you being at Wells Fargo. Happy that you are 73-44 victorious over Shenandoah. Ellie, thanks. Congratulations.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.